In the 19th century, Henry David Thoreau wrote that there was one thing stronger than all the armies in the world, and that is an idea whose time has come. I'm sure that if he were living today, he might rephrase this a bit and say, there's one thing that is stronger than all the federal bureaucracy in Washington, and that would be an idea whose time has come. And certainly we're seeing a real awareness in our society as to the importance of how we live, our methods of production, not only in terms of products, but also the way we produce energy, that is having a remarkable impact on our quality of life, our health. And it's just not in our community, in our state, but it's also, you know, having an effect worldwide. And this awareness is just not within the Unitarian community. I mean, I don't know if anyone watched Bill Moyers' second segment of this three-segment program last Wednesday. It was entitled, Is God Green? And he was talking about how there's been a split in the fundamentalist evangelical community over global warming policies. And this is occurring right now. There's many other religious denominations that are very rapidly becoming involved in this issue. And certainly the Unitarian Church itself issued a statement of conscience at GA last June. Now we have a shortened version of that you can pick up at our table. But if you want to read the full version, please feel free to go to the UUA website. But I would like to read at least the first paragraph. It was titled, Threat of Global Warming, Climate Change, the 2006 Statement of Conscience. Earth is our home. We are part of this world, and its destiny is our own. Life on this planet will be gravely affected unless we embrace new practices, ethics, and values to guide our lives on a warming planet. As Unitarian Universalists, how can our faith inform our actions to remedy and mitigate global warming, climate change? We declare by this statement of conscience that we will not acquiesce to the ongoing degradation and destruction of life that human actions are leaving to our children and our grandchildren. We as Unitarian Universalists are called to join with others to hold practices that fuel global warming, climate change, to instigate sustainable alternatives, and to mitigate the impending effects of global warming, climate change with just and ethical responses. As a people of faith, we commit to a renewed reverence for life and a respect for the interdependent web of all existence. To achieve that goal, New Hampshire Faithful Democracy has really taken this issue on. There's been a lot of excitement surrounding this issue in many Unitarian congregations throughout the state, such as Peterborough. As a result of our social justice workshop, we were able to organize their social justice committee. They're very excited about this one issue, and the congregation as a whole is really rallying around this issue. So we're very pleased that our church has had a positive impact on another congregation. We're also seeing the same interest in many other congregations throughout the state, Keene, Concord, Manchester, Milford, and we'd like to get the program rolling here in our church. The program has several goals. One is to build an awareness of societal environmental issues among UUs, to inform UUs about personal lifestyle changes that they might consider adopting, to motivate UUs to community action on environmental issues, and to build a connection between spiritual practice and environmental consciousness, and to build awareness of and rectify environmental injustices. And in order to do that, I can see a lot of programs in our church that involve our children in religious education, certainly going to have speakers coming in showing the film documentaries about these issues. And there's also going to be a number of important legislative issues that will be coming up in 2008. And I'd just like to just kind of end my talk about making you aware of this. The Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, commonly known as REGI, is the first in the nation for mandatory emissions reductions that has reached a key milestone on the road to implementation. Eight northeastern states, and Massachusetts will be nine once they elect a new governor. The regulation proposes to detail how states should limit global warming emissions from power plants. And each state must now set up its own law for implementing the required emissions reductions. Now, the REGI plan provides a flexible and cost-effective means for power companies to achieve their emissions reductions target while simultaneously offering incentives for energy efficiency and renewable energy technology. New Hampshire was one of the nine signatories of this bill, and it's going to be coming up. Well, New Hampshire is waiting until 2008 to enact the legislation. Most of the other number states who signed will be basically doing this next year. So I think, you know, it's very imperative that we as a congregation educate ourselves on this very important piece of legislation and to advocate for, to let our state legislators know that this is a very important bill and we need to add a lot of punch to it. Anyway, I would really encourage you, if you're interested in joining this task group, please, you know, stop by our table and read a lot of the information that we have. And, you know, talk to me and Steve Nivid and Elaine Thomas about how you can help us get involved in it. Thank you very much. And now I'd like to have Mary Bergson talk about the Community Action Task Group. Kim just wanted to just briefly talk about, what RE would like to do in helping us with this process.